Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. Am I speaking to David?
Yeah.
How are you doing, David? I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask for any donations. Do you have a couple of minutes to help us out, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. We really, really, really appreciate this. So here, let's get started. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
30.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Masonry bricklayer foreman.
Okay. Let me find it over here. Wait a minute. Here we go. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher or helper, or improver?
Foreman.
A foreman, okay. Next question, a yes or no question. Are you currently working at the trade? Yes or no? Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Okay. Yes or no question. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the last year?
No.
Okay. Yes or no question. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Okay, same number. And this is a similar question. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were before, last year?
I would say fewer union.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the job, the work of the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay, all right. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union yourself?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, primarily through your state or local government, or do you not know?
The one I'm currently on is the federal government, and the prior one was the state government.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
More?
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job site? And I'm going to name you the list here. Okay, we have dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, the heat, the cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes or no question. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay, and was that in person or online?
In person.
Okay, thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in that activity in the past 12 months. And we have three activities. The first one would be picketing, yes or no?
No.
The second one is union organizing.
No.
And the last one is political canvassing.
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Okay, thank you, sir. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, so we have six categories. We have the radio, we have cable news, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, the local TV news programming, and the last one would be print or online newspapers. Which one do you get your news from?
The most would be the radio.
Okay, the radio.
Next would be cable news.
Okay. Followed by?
Third, probably by the friends or family.
Okay.
More
and then you would, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, and print or online newspapers.
I'd say local news.
Okay.
Then print. And then last would be social media.
Okay. Thank you for that. Moving on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, education, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, immigration, the environment, support for labor unions, or something else?
Jobs and economy.
Jobs and economy. Thank you, sir. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, I've read.
Okay, and would you say you've read a little bit, somewhat, or a lot?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'd say probably the Democratic Party.
Okay. Thank you so much. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute?
I guess that's a hard one. I think there's things on both sides, I guess. I think it's pretty even fight. I think there is cause for strikes, but I do think that there's also that if you push too hard, it's going to cause jobs. I'm not really for either one.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. You're not leading for any of the two. Okay. All right, moving on. Neither side, yes. Moving on, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. First, his job as president overall. So you have four categories here. You have four categories. You have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. What about healthcare?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. The economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And the last one would be support for labor unions.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? And you have the same options.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are you a registered voter, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in the election for president and other offices in November of 2024? So you have very likely, okay?
Yeah.
And if the election of president were held today and the candidates were Republican Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
Republican Trump.
Okay. Yes or no question. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no? Okay. Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay. And this is a similar question. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. This is an open-ended question, and so we would like your opinion. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
More outreach for employees.
So they should do, they should do more outreach?
More encouragement to get men or people in the trade, male and female in the trade.
Okay. So more outreach towards the public?
Yes.
Or towards potential candidates?
Potential candidates is the biggest problem.
Okay. Just give me a second here. All right. And this is the other open-ended question. We only have two. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
The biggest thing is getting more members into the union.
More members to join the union.
Yeah, more workers, potential.
Okay, sir. Sounds good. Thank you for that. Moving on. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, email, job site, union meetings, or texts?
Job site.
Okay, thank you for that. We're almost done, sir. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Couple times a year.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Republican.
Okay, Republican. And next question, would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
White.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have you just say your first name, please?
David.
Okay. David, that concludes our survey. We thank you so much, and we hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Thank you.